what's up, guys? I had Friday was my day to get on here and just got busy with the 4th of July stuff and didn't make it, but I just wanted to mention. I had thought about it and was going to do it Friday, and just like I said, got busy. So I wanted to get on here since nobody does it on Saturdays and just make up for my Friday I missed. I was thinking about the other day. There's a guy that, and I'm sure everybody's heard the saying, is a guy named Billy Sunday. And he got a famous quote that says, going to church or sitting in church doesn't make you a Christian, just like, you know, sitting in a garage makes you a car. Now, I agree with that statement. There is a lot of people that aren't Christians that go to church. And so I agree with the statement, but it's been used a lot for people to have an excuse for not going to church or not having a church family. And I believe that's the wrong concept of interpreting his statement. I think his statement was made to say that people need to have a better walk with God, even though they are going to church. And I think he was just trying to make a point, but it's been reversed to say that, you know, for people to make an excuse of a reason for not going to church. And so I don't quite agree with it in that interpretation of it. Because I think of it this way, and it's just a quick way that I think about it, is whether I'm a car or whether I'm a Christian or a person that's trying to follow Christ, when hell comes raining down, what's the first thing we do to our cars when hell comes down? We start looking for cover. We start trying to get our vehicles underneath our carports and our garages in a barn under an overpass, because that hell can hurt the car. And the same thing goes with our Christian walk. When hell comes raining down, and sometimes it comes raining down so hard that there's nothing you feel you can do about it, or it weakens your walk or your faith in the moment. And if you have a covering, if you have a church family, if you have people in your life that can fight while you're trying to just maintain, or somebody can cover you like a bridge can cover your car because you can't get out of your car and jump on your car and cover that whole car and protect it. So we get under an overpass, we get under a garage, and that garage, that roof does the protecting while we can tend to the little bitty dings that have happened maybe until we got underneath the garage, right? We can start fixing those. Same way with our Christian walk. Sometimes hell comes at us so hard that we get some dings and we get more dings. And if we stay in that hell, we can continue. Sorry, my TV is changing little screensavers and it's going lighter and darker. We can get so many dings we feel overcome. It's like, man, we'll never get this fixed. We'll never be able. But if we can get under a covering, if we can call a brother, say, hey, I need some prayers. If we can call another brother, hey, I need some prayers. I need some help. I need some this. Call a pastor, call a dad, call a brother, or call another church family member or church family and just say, I need some help. Man, they can send those prayers when you're trying to, you know, specifically attack some things. They can attack other things. And so I think it's important that we have a church family that we can help. That can help us fight in the moments that hell is coming down on us. And so I just encourage you today. I know there's a lot of guys that don't necessarily go to our church, and that's okay. If you have a church family, I just encourage you. The Bible says not to forsake the gathering of the saints. And that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be in our building or anywhere else. It's just gather around people of like mind to worship and pray together, and it will strengthen you. It'll help your faith continue to be strengthened. When sometimes, as all of us go through it, when our faith, you know, takes a hit or we're getting hit hard, it's nice to have somebody to be able to call, to be able to help, to be able to depend on. Sometimes we do have to be the one out of the 99 that has to get saved. But once we get saved, we come back and we are part of the 99 so we can go help, you know, so that somebody else can be the one for a minute. And then they get help and then they, you know what I mean? Let's not always be the one. Let's come back and be part of the group and help the one that needs it in the moment. So anyway, I just felt important, you know, under this committed man is part of that. We're here to be covering, to lay cover fire, as I think Pastor Jeremy has talked about, to lay cover fire for when somebody else needs it, when somebody else is injured or somebody else needs some help. So I just wanted to mention that. I thank the people that I've used it before. You know, I've needed people helping me a lot of times, and it's been so helpful and so rewarding as far as continuing my faith walk with God. That's kept me on the right path to when I needed some help. And I just, if you don't have help, guys, this group's here for you. Covenant Church is there for you. Any of us are here for you. If you feel like you need some help to pray with, to worship with, anything like that, I just want y'all to know that we're all here for you, like people have been there for me. Anyway, love everybody. Hope you take advantage of it. Have a church family. Have some people that you can depend on when it comes to your faith, because it really is. It makes it a whole lot easier, and it'll increase your faith because you'll hear their stories too. All right, guys, have a good night. Love y'all.